the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police believe three people who were murdered near Hillcrest were the victims of a vigilante attack. They were shot in Kwan Yusa yesterday. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nechwende says two bodies were discovered on Umbanana Road. The third victim was found along Umlambo.
The victims, aged between 25 and 30 years old, were found with multiple gunshot wounds and suspected that they were killed in a vigilante attack after they were allegedly found stealing electricity cable.
Meanwhile, Durban police are trying to identify the body of a teenage girl discovered in Blue Lagoon this week. They recovered her remains from the banks of a fishing area on Thursday. Nechwende says they're investigating a case of murder.
The victim's legs and hands were bound, and it is believed that she was thrown into the sea.
Eskom's load shedding announcements caused the rand to weaken by 1%. An economist says investor confidence dipped when news broke yesterday that stage 3 of the rolling blackouts would resume after 10 months. Eskom says it's working to replenish reserves after multiple trips at two power stations. Harry Scherzer, who's with Future Forex, says the rand has been benefiting from the stable supply of power.
Markets tend to react swiftly to uncertainty, and given Eskom's central role in South Africa's economy, any sign of backsliding in power stability triggers risk-off sentiment. Investors are particularly wary of the structural issues resurfacing, fearing this could impact growth forecasts and weigh on the rand's outlook. While Eskom frames this as a temporary setback, markets will be watching closely how quickly emergency reserves are replenished.
Two Israeli hostages have been handed over to the Red Cross by Hamas in Gaza. A third is expected to be released today as part of the ceasefire deal. More than 180 Palestinian prisoners are also due to be freed by Israel. And more details have come through about the medical transport jet that crashed in Philadelphia in the U.S. The aircraft was carrying a sick child who had been treated in the city and five others who were heading home to Mexico. About 30 seconds after takeoff, the plane plunged into a neighborhood before erupting in a fireball. Owner Jet Rescue Air Ambulance says it can't confirm any survivors. Sherelle Parker is the mayor of Philadelphia.
An aircraft went down in the vicinity of Roosevelt Mall on Cottman Avenue. This occurred shortly after 6 p.m. We do want to note that several dwellings and vehicles were impacted.
A recap of our lead story. Police believe three people who were murdered near Hillcrest were the victims of a vigilante attack. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.